I'm sure you're familiar in Buddhism with the idea of the precious human birth.
Yeah.
And I'm curious what you think about that. Is there some opportunity that as humans we have that is uniquely available to us because we're human beings, and how that fits with your model?
Yeah, well, it certainly seems to be that that's the case. And there's sort of any number of ways I think you can get in trouble interpreting what a precious human body means. And for the traditions, Buddhism, for example, it really does mean that. I mean, a human body is precious if for no other reason than that only in a human body can you achieve full enlightenment. And
Can you explain that?
Uh-huh.
Why only in a human body?
Well, what I'm saying is that's what they maintain. And then the reason that they maintain, there are several reasons, but I'm saying this is where the discussion gets very dicey, because there's any number of things any number of people you can offend by doing this wrong.
Well, let's offend someone. Well,
yeah. And so I'm going to try to hit all of them in as short a space as I can and really, really torque everybody out. Even in the Buddhist sort of pantheon, we have sort of realms of existence. You have titans and hungry ghosts and demons and so on. Even angels can't achieve enlightenment because they don't have a human body. So in Buddhism, you really don't want to be reborn in heaven, although it's better than being reborn in hell. But you just stay there for, you know, however many tens of thousands of years until you're reborn in a precious human body, if you're lucky, because only then can you get enlightenment. Now, why is it only in a human body that you can get enlightenment, if that is in fact true? Several reasons given by the traditions. One of them is that it's the human body itself is the only entity that contains both earth and heaven in one body, so to speak. So because humans have a capacity to have heaven awareness or nirvikalpa awareness or transcendental awareness, but they're also in a physical body. And so because of that reason, only in a precious human body can you unite heaven and earth in a non-dual realization or satori. Angels can't do it because they don't have a physical body. And animals can't do it because they only have a physical body. So the animals can't have they don't have a conscious realization of a transcendental or ascending awareness. Now, yes, the mule and the occasional mule and, you know, the occasional dog and a couple of worms, I know. But mostly that doesn't happen. And that's one of the reasons. Another that the traditions maintain is that kundalini energy itself is uniquely adapted to the human body because it spans all seven chakras. And so only in a precious human body do you find all seven chakras. In other animals, you find lower chakras, so to speak. And in higher devas or angels, you can find some higher chakras. But you can't find all seven crammed into the same body, which I think is what makes human beings so weird, so totally screwed up, and so interesting. I mean, if it's true, I mean, we really span the entire spectrum from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high, and we have to get along with ourselves. I mean, you know, we know what that's like being on
and
the
each
inside.
Other.
Well, I mean, it's like, it's just this constant, you know, we have angels, we have demons, we have serpents, we have animals, we have, even in our brain stem, we have a reptilian brain stem, we have a paleo mammalian horse brain, we have a complex triune brain. I mean, that's what the traditions, that's one version of what the traditions are talking about when they say the precious human body has it all stuffed into this one little bitty small space. So we have a very high rate of psychosis and other things that you also don't get if you're a bird or an angel, because you don't have this much stuff going on in this small territory. I think that's a pretty good explanation myself. I mean, you find it in various forms. In Christianity, the word made flesh is another example. That's apparently, according to John, that's what defined Jesus of Nazareth. But according to the Christian mystics, that's what defines all of us who awaken our own Christ consciousness, is that the Word or transcendental heaven is made flesh, or earth, pagan earth. And only in a realized human body, a precious human body, can you find the union of heaven and earth, or emptiness and form. It also speaks strongly to kind of an ecological awareness as well. I mean, if you have a precious human body, don't screw it up. I mean, you know, there are plenty of reasons not to screw up other bodies as well, but this one is also something that bears looking after.